This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. You've got Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
So, if you're just tuning in, the beginning of the last hour, we started a story from The Guardian about Facebook and their proposed new, I'm going to put air quotes around this, cryptocurrency. Now, I don't know if Zuckerberg himself has actually used the term cryptocurrency to describe this, but the news media is using the term cryptocurrency simply because it's the buzzword.
It is.
Oh. Some sort of digital currency is out there. It must be a cryptocurrency. Well, no, as we talked about in the last hour, there's certain factors that we believe should be applied or be met by anything claiming to be a cryptocurrency.
This sounds more like something that's akin to like a gift certificate.
A private currency, basically. Yeah. Right. You know, Disney bucks.
Right, exactly.
Or
exactly.
Whatever, points system. Yep. You buy 10 pizzas, you get your 11th pizza free.
Which are certainly things of value. I mean, people trade Amazon gift certificates.
They
trade all sorts of things. But I wouldn't even say that there's no place for centralized digital currencies, because I think there are things they'd be very useful for, like replacing the commodities market.
Don't tell me it's a crypto, though. Don't tell me it's cryptocurrency.
Right.
The thing is, you want it to be able to interface with cryptocurrencies. So you can, for trading back and forth easily.
Well, that's another question.
It's not a crypto.
Will you be able to buy the Facebook global coin with real cryptocurrencies?
Didn't you already read that they would be accepting them?
I don't think I did. I think all it said to hear in the story was that they expect to make it so you can, purchase it with international currencies.
Interesting. Well, I'd put the Facebook coin definitely ahead of the Petro, but...
Yep, that's probably true. And it'll probably come out before the Petro does. I mean, the Venezuelan Petro has still yet to manifest.
I am about as skeptical of this as I am about the Petro.
Yeah.
I don't think
they have a profit motive here. They're going to get it done.
You think?
This is going to come out.
Because there's so many projects from companies
that,
get in on the hype, but they never actually release anything.
That's true, and this is awfully early for them to be talking about.
This is a year out. I mean, this sounds like, let's get in on the hype, let's act like we're doing something when,
it could fizzle. You're right.
One technique that companies will use is if software companies are famous for this. Somebody announces a product that's going to come out in a year, and you say, in a year and a half, I'm going to have a product that's twice as good. And so people wait for you. Well, that's called vaporware.
Yeah,
because quite often that product never shows up.
It could happen that way. Obviously, that's a possibility. This thing could get shelved or delayed even longer or never come out. However, as you pointed out, Rich, they already have a payments system. They already have something called Facebook Payments. And as I understand, I don't have a lot of experience with it, but I do have some. It's one of those things where you tie it to your debit card. So you put your debit card information into the back end, and then it basically allows you to debit payments from your account to other people's Facebook Payments accounts.
Actually, the way it worked for me, and I don't know if there are other ways, but they sent me
a physical card,
a physical Discover card with a Facebook logo on it, because somebody made a $100 donation to me when I was in jail years ago, and so they sent me this card in the mail, and I was able to spend $100. And
so, what's on it now? Is it just blank?
Is it empty? Yeah, it's empty now. As
far
as I know.
Can you reload it? Or was that just a gift card?
I could reload it, or if somebody sent me another present on Facebook, then it would be credited to this card and it would be available to me, which is why I still have the card. But, you know, I'm trying to escape Facebook anyway,
yeah, for
so
sure.
I don't expect it.
So let me give you a little bit more to this story. So they're teaming up with the central banks, the UK Central Bank and the US Treasury Department, and they want to base it on a so-called basket of established currencies. Further, the claim here from The Guardian is Facebook is looking at paying users fractions of a coin for activities such as viewing ads and interacting with content related to online shopping, similar to loyalty schemes run by retailers.
Also similar to Steemit, who they might not have wanted to mention, and several other actual crypto-based platforms out there.
I don't think Steemit pays you for viewing ads. There
not
are no
not
ads.
For viewing ads. In Steemit, you get...
I wouldn't say this is like Steemit at all. Steemit, you get rewarded for posting content. Steemit's
right.
A cryptocurrency that is an inflationary, somewhat inflationary crypto, meaning that whenever people are voting up the content on Steemit, they're actually creating new crypto into existence. As I understand it, that's how
interesting.
As I recall, because we had a long debate on Free Talk Live about Steemit when it came out. It was me versus Daryl. Daryl was completely against Steemit. He thought it was a scam. I was like, well, if it's a scam, that's fine. I just got paid, you know, cryptocurrency from, you know, actually making a blog post. I'd never been paid for blogging ever in my entire life. Of, you know, at that point, 10 years worth of blogs on freekeen.com. You know, they never earned a dime, with the exception of an occasional donation that might have come into to a PayPal account. But
people are very quick to call anything they don't understand
a scam,
in the crypto world, and I think that they did it with Lino, which could be a scam.
It could be,
but it could also be a tax dodge. You know.
Well, for now, and that was my point was, well, maybe Steemit was going to be a scam. It's still there, so I don't think it is a scam. But if it is, it's a real long con. You know, you can withdraw Steemit and exchange it on exchanges for real Bitcoin.
I mean, I don't know enough about Steemit, but it sounds to me like it was. Here's my gut feeling is it was advertised as a like some sort of like protocol or something, and so it wasn't a protocol. It was a website that gave you crypto. And
well, no, it's a cryptocurrency.
Your posts. I've looked at the Steemit blockchain and seen my unformatted posts there.
Yeah.
So it is going onto the blockchain, which means you could, if you had the Steemit server software, you could set it up on your own machine and have, I assume, a full Steemit node plus an instance of the Steemit website.
So
I don't know if they've
released the code for that. You could have an uncensored Steemit node uncensored Steemit website.
And is Steemit the actual cryptocurrency itself as well? Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
you're able to exchange that for
a real
cryptocurrency? And are you able to exchange that for a real cryptocurrency?
Yeah. Okay.
It's available on multiple exchanges.
Okay.
I buy and sell it or bought it and sold it.
It's one of the bigger
Bittrex.
Ones. I mean, I don't know what its rank is right now, but it. You know,
yeah, it's all
it's
over.
Slouch.
It's a real deal. And there are other websites using Steem.
BeLive
was going to be one of them, and I'm saddened that they didn't go with it because I think it would be great if we had a single coin that was powering a whole ecosystem of websites.
Steem is currently worth about 39 cents per unit, and it is ranked at number 60 globally, according to CoinMarketCap.com. There was a time, though, when Steem first launched where it was in the top 10, which is why it got so much attention, and for good reason. What they really did with Steem, and I realize we've gone astray from the Facebook discussion here, but the neat thing that they did with Steem is they made it so people on social media could actually get paid for creating content. So normally on social media, you are the product, right? Like Facebook is selling your content that you're putting up there. You're putting your pictures of your party or wherever it is that, you know, your birthday party or whatever it is people put up on Facebook. And then they're spending time on the platform and say Facebook's monetizing that.
Right.
You don't get any money out of that. Facebook gets all the money.
Right.
So the idea was instead of people and people in, especially younger people, get all excited about likes. Ooh, I got all these likes.
Yeah.
It's like it's a big deal for them. Well, on Steemit, if you get likes, that translates into cryptocurrency. So the more likes, the more upvotes you get, the more crypto that you receive in your Steemit wallet, which you can then again exchange on exchanges for Bitcoin or whatever other cryptocurrency you want. So they've actually made a social networking site, or a social blogging. I guess social blogging is probably the best term, because they're mostly just blog posts that are there. But, you know, you post something, people like it, it gets shared around, and you get crypto for it.
Cool.
Like, that's pretty cool. There's more coming up here. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found Islam meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited. You may join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been focusing a little bit on the world of cryptocurrency here tonight, but specifically a questionable crypto, the one that the mainstream media is calling cryptocurrency. We're saying, yeah, it doesn't look or sound like a crypto. We don't know yet for sure, because Facebook has yet to release their so-called global coin, which is slated for 2020 at this point. But you want to look into some real cryptocurrencies, get over to Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on their forums over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they're launching a brand new site coming up on June 4th. It'll be called local.bitcoin.com. Many of you may have heard of Local Bitcoins, which has been a long-time website. I've actually got news about them tonight, banning Iran.
Iran, yeah.
Which is terrible of them to do that, but we can talk about that. But local.bitcoin.com, I suspect, will not be banning Iran or anyone else anywhere on the planet, because local.bitcoin.com is not going to do any know-your-customer requirements in order to use their site, because apparently they're going to be encrypting communications between buyers and sellers. This will be a way for you to buy and or sell Bitcoin Cash.
And these are going to be direct user-to-user transfers, right? So they're
the site
isn't buying and selling.
There's going to, instead of a wallet, so with Local Bitcoins, there's a wallet on the site that you have to fund.
Right.
Here there will not be a wallet on the site. There will be a smart contract of some sort, because as I understand it, they've now implemented smart contracts into Bitcoin Cash. This is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will be basically like a, what's the word they used? Like a kind of like a trust. They've got a certain term for it, like almost like a trustless escrow, where there's a contract basically that is the escrow rather than a website.
Well, that's pretty easy to do if you can talk to all the chains, because it's like, you send, the first person sends their coin to the escrow wallet, and then he's allowed to revoke it until the second person sends his coin, and when the second person sends his coin, the transaction completes.
Well,
so you would just have to have a mechanism where if this...
This isn't going to be an exchange. This is a place where you can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. So it won't involve other cryptocurrencies, I don't think.
Oh, okay. So this is just a just local Bitcoin.
This is
or
the equivalent
just Bitcoin
of,
Cash.
Yeah. So it's their competitor to Local Bitcoins, which has been around for many years. So this one's going to be called local.bitcoin.com, and it will, as I understand it, just be for the purchase and sale of Bitcoin Cash. But you can go there now and sign up for an account and get started with that, though it'll officially launch on June 4th. So we were talking about Facebook. They are launching a currency of some sort. They say they're looking at paying users fractions of a coin for watching ads, which, of course, this has been a long time, you know, scam claim or whatever on the internet, is we'll pay you to watch advertisements.
This reminds me of All Advantage.
Yes, that's right. I had forgotten the name of it.
It reminds you what?
All Advantage.
All Advantage. What was
there was a bunch of other competitors to it.
Yeah.
So basically, they would have
this. You would like 1998, 1999. Yes. Yeah. This is a long time.
Yeah.
Ago.
So basically, you would install this application on your computer, and it was this bar basically, and it would just have a banner ad on literally the bottom of your computer screen. And as long as you were basically looking at, you know, the ad was up, it was like permanently up on your screen all times. Like, you couldn't remove it unless you, or if you did, it would like, you wouldn't get paid for it anymore. And you'd get like, I don't know, like pennies for watching. But it was a pyramid type scheme.
Right.
So like every time you recruited somebody else to run it, you would get a fraction of their pennies for watching.
Yeah.
That for all the time they spent watching it. And anyway, basically, long story short, it was a very interesting scheme. And the reason it probably failed to a large degree is, one, you know, just watching it, you could do like $20 a month or a week or something like that is basically what you end up making. But if you had like a lot of people under you, and you ran, there were these programs like, I don't know. I don't know if you call them cracks, but they basically create fake users.
Oh man!
So you could actually end up
stacking your pyramid with
right. So you could actually end up making real money, you know, doing it. But as a result, it didn't really work, you know, economically.
And I don't know that they really had a lot of enough advertisers probably to make it work either. And the ads at that time, I think, they weren't worth anywhere near what they are today. Today, advertising actually costs money. But back in those days, you know, it didn't. And so, it was just like...
According to a Wikipedia article about them, they only existed for only about 2 years.
Yeah, sounds about right.
They raised nearly $200 million in venture capital, launched in March of 1999, and eventually grew to more than 10 million members in its first 18 months of operation. The company's practice of compensating existing members for referring new members led it to become one of the most heavily promoted websites of its time. I had an account.
Everybody had an account.
I'm surprised you hadn't heard of it, Rich, because you were definitely on the web in 1999. The popularity...
I didn't have any interest in trying to make nickels and dimes watching ads in 1999. I was making like $200K a year.
Sweet. The popularity was reflected in the ranking of AllAdvantage.com among the top 20 of many website traffic indices, including during most of the company's existence. And it does go on to say that they ultimately fell victim to the sharp decline in advertising spending as the dot-com bubble burst and the U.S. economy entered a recessionary period in mid-2000. AllAdvantage planned an initial public offering of stock in 2000 at some point, underwritten by an investment banker. As the IPO market continued to sour, the offering plans were canceled. The company continued to seek new sources of revenue and expanded it to its offerings to include sweepstakes. They finally halted their consumer-facing operations in February of 2001. By the time they closed their doors, they had paid out over $160 million to their members. So, you know, at least they did what they said they were going to do,
even though
it didn't work out for them.
Yeah, I think there was also, there may have been a precursor to it even too, where you would get a free computer basically for watching ads. And I think that predates that, what they're describing there.
So Facebook's bringing this back, you know, paying people to watch ads, which will be a pittance of money. You know,
yeah,
that's gonna be the case.
And it has to be a pittance, because who's going to pay a lot of money to show ads to people who don't have any?
Right.
You know?
The last people you want to see your ads.
Yeah,
right?
The people who absolutely aren't going to buy anything because
they're
willing
no
to sit
job.
There for 15 minutes and watch your video for a nickel.
Yeah,
it's true. It's interesting. I could see them, encouraging people, incentivizing people to, like, use Facebook more. But the idea that they actually advertise this as a way to, like, I don't know, as a system to basically pay people for watching ads is probably where the mistake is.
What do you do? I watch ads.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. All right, so coming up, Russia is apparently planning to launch a cryptocurrency. Now, we've seen the failure of the Petro, which is the Venezuelan so-called crypto. Can Russia get it right?
Rich, we're still seeing the failure of the Petro.
Yeah, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The battle continues between President Trump and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
You think Nancy's the same as she was? She's not. Maybe we could all say that.
As to how this whole dust-up began, the president says...
Did you hear what she said about me long before I went after her? Did you hear? She made horrible statements. She knows they're not true. She said terrible things. So I just responded in kind.
At least 7 people have died from the severe weather in the Midwest, from drownings to people getting crushed by debris. Jefferson City Mayor Carrie Turgeon tells Fox Business that cleanup is underway.
Cleanup crews, they are restoring power lines. We have a massive effort to get debris out of the roadway, trying to go through engineering and seeing if homes are stable and which homes are not.
A safety curfew has been extended to Friday night, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, will Russia be able to get it right where Venezuela has completely blown it? We followed in as much detail as we can the absolute failure, continuing failure of the Venezuelan so-called Petro, the quote, cryptocurrency that they've been pitching now for a year and a half almost. It was supposed to have launched back in February of 2018. And still, no one has seen any evidence that this thing actually exists or is acquirable or is tradable, despite them having a purported wallet now and despite them claiming that this thing is being accepted or something, not sure what. We've yet to been able to figure it out. No one's been able to get, like, you can download
their wallet. Does their wallet even, I mean, how do you know? Well, if they,
Chris Gateman downloaded the wallet.
Right, but he said he couldn't actually get
it. He couldn't get it to do anything.
Well, you have to go through all sorts of know your customer stuff just to set your wallet up.
Right.
See, that's the thing.
Wait, really?
Wait, really? Yeah, it's a KY coin.
Oh, these guys want to.
The Petro wallet.
Yeah, the Petro.
Yeah, yeah, you have to go through know your customer
stuff. Highly regulated, highly controlled.
It's run by commies.
Yeah, it's run by the government.
This is news to me. Expect? You know, this whole time that he was having problems. Yeah, like this whole time he was having problems, I just assumed that it was because the wallet was intentionally defective. And
oh, it doesn't work. Yeah, the wallet doesn't work. Yeah, I don't think you can even get this.
But there was some sort of know your customer thing in there.
I suspect so. I've never actually used it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I thought that's what you guys were saying.
That it was KYC
I'm certain it is.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think it actually works. I don't think the wallet actually works. I don't think you can actually get the Petro. There, look, I don't know if you were here when we did the detail. I think it was just maybe Rich and I on an after show. I don't know if you were here for that, Chris. But for listeners who were, you know, were not tuned in for this, we dug into the Petro on a recent, I think, Freer Talk Live and tried our best to figure out if anyone actually has a Petro.
Okay.
And there's an exchange. There are apparently 6 or 7 highly state-regulated exchanges in Venezuela where if you want to sign up for the exchange, you've got to, like, show them a power bill. You've got to show them, you know, identification. You've got to put in your – what is the equivalent of your Social Security number in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a very lengthy process to get on the exchange.
Okay.
But when we were reading articles about these exchanges, there was one – that has a Bitcoin/Petro trading pair.
Okay.
Where they will, in theory, allow you to trade Bitcoin for a Petro.
Uh-huh.
However, there's no evidence that you can withdraw the Petro from the exchange. So, effectively, what they're calling a Petro doesn't really appear to be anything beyond just a token on an exchange.
Okay.
At this point. So... until you can actually get that Petro under your own, you know, wallet, whether you can actually control it or not is a whole other question because it's, again, going to be centrally managed and centrally likely centrally
controlled.
But
didn't they also say it was based off Dash?
That's the claim.
I don't understand how it could be based off Dash and then be centrally controlled.
First, it was going to be an Ethereum token.
You set up a...
You copy the software,
you set up your own mining machines, and you don't let anybody else mine. I mean, the Dash guy did it mining in his wallet.
So, there's no evidence from what I can tell, from, you know, all the research we were able to do, that there is any Petro whatsoever beyond this one exchange, which, in the article, the spokesperson for the exchange would not give any statistics on how trading is going. Like, they wouldn't tell you anything about the volume or anything like that. They would just say...
or the price.
That it was, all they would say was that it was increasing.
Yes.
Right. Call me skeptical.
Right. Everybody who is, you know, paying any attention should be very skeptical to Petra.
Comrade Juan. Yes. You spent 3 pennies on exchange yesterday. Yes. Spend 4 pennies tomorrow so we can continue to say it is
growing. It's increasing, yeah. All right. So let's get into the Russia story, Rich Paul, because Russia is now claiming, apparently, that they're going to launch a cryptocurrency. Have any of these state-sponsored cryptos actually come to fruition? Because I remember there was, like, Federated Micronesia, I think, said they were going to do one. There was another...
Was that Indocoin?
No.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's a different one.
Because that was that developed in Indonesia.
Yeah,
that's
it,
how it
was,
got its
or
name.
At the very least,
that's
it was developed for Indonesia. I'm not sure if it was in Indonesia,
to wonder if it's an indication of desperation from the governments who are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Is Russia really getting to that point where it's that desperate?
I think Russia is getting into a very good point where Russia and China have been acquiring gold for a long time, and thing is, I think they want to be able to exploit their gold stocks without letting that physical gold leave the country.
Okay.
So that's, you know, obviously except when you cash the stuff in. But the other thing is there is a real reason for having a gold-backed cryptocurrency, which is, you know, if you buy 4 quarter-ounce gold coins, it costs a lot more than it costs to buy 1 1-ounce gold coin. And if you buy 10...
There's time and effort involved in making those coins, so they have a value beyond just the hunk of silver that they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're dated as well, and so they've got the numismatic value to collectors who want to have every, you know, year's worth of the coin.
Well, that's true, but setting numismatics value aside, the other thing is it's more spendable. You know,
it's more useful for that.
If you give somebody an ounce of gold, they've got to give you like $1,100 in change if you make a $100 purchase. That's hard to do. That is hard to do. So, and also gold is not easily shipped. I shipped some gold to New Hampshire from South Carolina because I was an investor in Bloom's brewery. Hmm. And I had to pay money to insure it and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you have a gold-backed crypto that's really redeemable for species, then you solve both of those problems. You can buy a cup of coffee and pay in gold. A couple of gold satoshis, mm-hmm. and
nobody has to make change,
right? But then once you've accumulated, like say you've made a full coin equal to an ounce, once you've accumulated an ounce of these bits and pieces of silver dust, right. You can take it to somebody who redeems them and trade it in for a solid gold coin. So that is beautiful stuff.
Well, and one of the other points that was made by the Liberty Dollar folks, because remember we talked about on Free Talk Live, I think it was in 2018, Liberty Dollar came back into mm-hmm. existence, which for longtime listeners, you know, the Liberty Dollar was America's top alternative currency back before Bitcoin was a thing. Liberty Dollar actually had their offices raided by the federal government.
Oh, yeah.
And they stole a large amount of gold and silver and I think even some copper from Liberty Dollar. Ultimately, it went to court, and the court did finally order the silver and such to be returned to the people who claimed that they'd owned it. So it kind of worked out in the long run, but it took like a decade for that to finally shake out. The founder of the Liberty Dollar, Bernard von Nothaus, ended up getting a suspended sentence, probation or something like that, for supposedly like violating copyright law or counterfeiting laws, I think it was.
What?
Yeah, they didn't like the fact that he put the Statue of Liberty and the word.
But there was more to it than that, which is Liberty Dollar, and this bothered me in the day, and I actually, I sent him an email about it one time, and the problem is they suggested that you spend these things as if they were actually U.S. currency with, like, because they had $20 stamped on it. They said you should sell this, or you should use this as a $20 coin, which that is actually illegal because you're trying to pass it as legal tender.
There's more coming up here, 855-453.
Are you, though?
855.
Japanese are settling debts.
450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, anyplace, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about cryptocurrency, specifically Russia. We're going to get into the story here in a little bit, that they are ostensibly planning to launch their own gold-backed cryptocurrency, and Rich has that story. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and I do still want to know if any of these governments who've talked about doing a cryptocurrency, because I can think of at least a couple. I'm pretty sure it was Federated Micronesia. There's one of these like little micro island nations that was talking about it. Like they wanted to issue their own crypto, and they wanted to invite crypto people to their island because, you know, they need money. So they wanted crypto people to come live there or whatever. I don't know if anything panned out with that. We know the Petro's an absolute, you know, S show, and that's never even come out. So if you know of one, you want to join the conversation, please do. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, I want to invite you over to liberty.menu. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principles, if you're a liberty-minded person, you should be at liberty.menu. Not only is it a listings service for services, so if you have a business, if you have a digital content, maybe a show that you do, you've got an event that you help coordinate, it should be on liberty.menu if you want liberty people to know about it. If you want to stay in the closet, then you probably shouldn't be there. But if you want people to know about your business, then get over to liberty.menu, add yourself to the map. You can add more than one thing if you do more than one thing. So it's free, and it works, and it's a good-looking site, and it works well. Check it out over at liberty.menu. You can also use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get a Free Talk Live listener badge there on your profile. It's liberty.menu. As we continue here, one of the other things I wanted to say about the idea of a gold-backed or silver-backed or some precious metal-backed cryptocurrency, I think it's an interesting concept, and I was excited to hear last year that the Liberty Dollar was going to make a comeback as a silver-backed cryptocurrency. I'm sad to see that it seems to have stalled in its initial fundraiser. It's only at about Looks like about 6,000 of their 10,000. They're offering 10,000 initial fundraising tokens to try to kind of get the ball rolling, and it feels like it's been kind of sitting at about 4,000 tokens remaining, about 3,896 tokens remain at the moment. I feel like it's been sitting there for a while, so I don't know what's going on with the ld2coin.io, their website, ld2coin.io. But one of the points they made in their white paper is, unlike your typical cryptocurrency where it could go to zero, right? Like whatever we're talking about, whether it's Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, you know, it could fail, right? Something catastrophic could happen. People could lose interest in it. It could go under. The idea behind this was that, well, if it's backed by silver, then the crypto version of it should never go below the price of an ounce of silver. That it should at the very least always have that floor attached to it. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, so long as it remains redeemable, it should.
Right.
And the other thing is the way I would envision using a metal-backed cryptocurrency is I probably wouldn't keep all of my metal in crypto. So we might do a transaction where I handed you 2 ounces of bullion, but what you wanted was 2.13 ounces of bullion. So then I'd send you 0.13 ounces of bullion from my crypto for the change.
Yep.
And once you had a full coin, you could trade it to somebody else for another full coin.
Right. So let's get into the Russia story. So where is this coming from, Rich? Do you have it in front of you?
It's coming from Russia. And the
news. Where's
it's
the news
being covered
from?
By Coindesk.com.
Okay.
The author is Daniel Palmer, and the title is Russian Central Bank to Consider Gold-Backed Cryptocurrency. Russia's central bank will consider the use of a gold-backed cryptocurrency to facilitate international settlements, according to a TASS report.
Just for international settlements.
So
they're not
true.
Talking about letting it out.
Well, I'm not sure, because it could be they would be using it for international settlements and other people would be using it for other things.
Could be.
But let's see. She said at the nation's lower house, or Duma, as for mutual settlements, we will consider, of course, a gold-backed cryptocurrency, but in my opinion, it's more important to develop settlements in national currencies. That's disappointing, but maybe she doesn't know anything about economics. She added that...
There's a good chance.
Yeah. She added that fiat currency settlement systems within the Eurasian Economic Unit are improving and have good dynamics. The news is perhaps surprising, as Russia's government has been famously anti-crypto in past years, moving to block foreign exchange platforms from the country in 2017, and even blocking media sites that covered the topic back in 2015.
Really?
A minister once said that Russia would never make cryptocurrencies legal.
Wow.
However,
they're censoring the news about crypto?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Or blocking, yeah. I don't
know
the details.
They're really afraid of it.
Well, check out the article, because the word blocking is a link and there's probably more details.
Huh.
However, the nation has softened its stance somewhat in recent years, with moves to legislate around cryptocurrency. Starting in 2017, a digital assets bill could be passed the current session of the Duma, TASS indicates. According to today's report, she said, well, it may mull the use of a gold-backed cryptocurrency. The central bank is against the use of cryptocurrency in Russia's monetary system. We do not see the possibility that
cryptocurrency is against a cryptocurrency for money purposes. Within the country.
Well,
that's what they just said there, right?
Yeah, as part of their official monetary system.
Right.
But it sounds like they are going to be legalizing some cryptographic assets. So hopefully they'll be able to use like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or whatever.
I wouldn't get my hopes up.
Yeah, call me skeptical.
Yeah.
Well, I'm skeptical too, but I don't know. The other thing, of course, in dealing with the government, it may well be that there's a good idea, but only one of the people understanding the idea, only one of the people talking about the idea actually understands it, and everybody else is just blowing smoke.
Yep.
And that is a short article. That was it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, whenever we see these governments talking about cryptocurrencies, that's really all it is. It's just them blowing hot air because they don't know what they're doing. These central banks, they don't know anything about cryptocurrencies. They may have, like you said, maybe one or two people on staff who've got a grasp on it, but these old banker dinosaurs, I mean, these people are clueless about this stuff.
Well, the old banker dinosaurs, if they were a couple of centuries older and dinosaurier, then they would know that the origin of money was people dropped gold off at goldsmiths because they didn't want to carry it around.
Sure.
And they would carry around a warehouse receipt. And if they wanted to trade that gold to somebody else, they would give them the warehouse receipt.
Right.
And that would be traded for the gold. And you could trade in the warehouse receipts of many different vendors. That, to me, would be the real basis for a gold-backed cryptocurrency. You want to have distributed stores of physical coins.
Liberty Dollar had that. They had warehouse receipts.
They didn't have it distributed.
They had,
Liberty
right. they only
Dollar
had one location.
Incorporated owned all of it also. Even if they had had many locations, if you know who the company is, you can find all the locations. But if you would have to go to, you know, go raid 10,000 coin shops in the United States, that would be a lot more difficult.
This is very true.
And also a lot more politically difficult, politically dangerous, because, you know, all those coin shop energy owners have friends and supporters, and that's, you know, if you use Daryl Carnegie's 150 people each, then busting 10,000 coin shop owners would leave you with 1.5 million irritated people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the logistics of getting all that to function correctly, getting the redemption aspect of it, taking your crypto and then turning it into actual silver.
Right.
There's costs involved.
The big problem is what happens if you show up at a coin shop who's advertising that he will redeem these things and he doesn't have any actual specie.
Or doesn't have enough.
Right. And the thing that when I was in jail thinking about this, the idea that I had is if you did that, then, okay, upload a video of that interaction and there'll be some way to fine him like a tenth of a coin. So create a liability for him.
We can continue and you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the border control of your devices may be changing. And Chris Waite's got the story. On the way in hour three, this is Free Talk Live.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.